It's been a busy week for announcements about what is and what is not going to be happening in the coming months concerning arts and entertainment in Ann Arbor. This is Lisa Berry, and it all has a big financial impact on the city. So joining us now to talk a bit about that and moving forward in this pandemic is Ann Arbor City Administrator Tom Crawford. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first, we got the good news that UMS will be having, or at least planning to have, some in-person concerts beginning in late November. Then we got the bad news that the Ann Arbor Art Fair is canceled for the second year in a row. And one of the fair directors told me that the fair typically brings in $15 million new dollars to the city. Would you agree with that amount?
Yes, I think that's about right, or it may even be more. The Convention and Visitors Bureau really tracks that more than the city does itself, but it's been a very successful event for the city and really helps lift all the local businesses here in the downtown, particularly during what would normally be a slower time of the year.
Is this something you had planned for? When I know you're putting the budget together right now.
You know, from the city's operation itself, we don't have a net direct impact from the fair. We charge fees for the costs that we incur. It is an impact, obviously, indirectly for the city. We have a lot of coordination work to do and are disappointed, just like everybody else is, that it's unable to happen this year. It's such an exciting event to have, and something that really draws a lot of visitors and activities to help our community.
You did get some good news this week that the city is receiving approximately double the amount of federal stimulus funding than expected through the American Rescue Plan. $24 million, is that the correct figure?
That's the figure that we've heard, and we are pleased that got corrected. Initially, it indicated that would be the formula that they're using, that would be the amount that we would get. And then we later on got word that ours would be cut in half, and we weren't sure why. And so we had an opportunity to raise that issue along with some other communities around the country who had the same thing. And it's good to see that they were able to address whatever caused that reduction to occur. So yes, we're very pleased to have the opportunity to invest those kind of funds in our community.
What will that money be used for?
You know, that'll be a good question, and it's something that we really need to think about and take a little bit of time to be thoughtful about. There are lots of ways there are obviously a lot of needs in our community, and, you know, there are different ways to approach that decision. That'll be something that I look forward to talking with council members and community members about as we look forward.
How is the budget process going right now for you?
The budget actually gets considered by City Council this coming Monday, so we are preparing for that meeting now, working with council members on what changes they would have to the recommended budget. And those amendments will be coming forward. Hopefully Friday, close of business, is when we anticipate having those released to the public.
I've been asking this question since the pandemic began over a year ago. Like, is it over? Are you, as the city administrator for Ann Arbor, getting any sense that we are nearing the end of the pandemic?
You know, the end is a good question to ask. I don't know if there really will be an end to the change in the way that we live. But as far as returning to some kind of normal operations, we're now talking about what that looks like here for our organization. And I know different entities are starting to disclose that. And for us, we haven't made a final decision. But if you ask me today, we are now talking about having employees have the ability to come back to work. We have a number of workers who normally work in the office who are telecommuting. And as we figure out what that means going forward, we will open that up to allow them to come back to work. We're thinking the middle of June. Our offices would remain closed likely until early July. This is all dependent, obviously, on how things go with the pandemic and vaccinations and the health directives.
As we near what hopefully is the end of this pandemic, it's been a difficult process, and there's ups and downs, and some things are on and some things are off, and money comes in and money goes out. Is there any way you, Tom Crawford, can characterize the health of the city of Ann Arbor right now, or offer any perspective on how the city is surviving all this?
Well, I'm impressed with our community and how they've embraced the vaccination effort and are excited to get out and do things. I am hearing, even though the art fair and some other things are canceled, There are a number of people who are just delaying the events. There are new ideas coming up for how the arts and the community can come together over the coming months. So I'm optimistic about how the summer is going to evolve into some new and creative ways for us to really have, coming out of the pandemic, a fun and rewarding summer. The city entity itself, as we go into the budget conversation, is struggling a bit, and that is just a function of a lot of factors, including the pandemic. We will continue to work through those in the months ahead. But as a community, you know, our park system is up and running as many activities as it can. The camps were sold out very quickly, so we're excited about the services that we're able to offer, and we'll continue to offer more of them as we can.
Ann Arbor City Administrator Tom Crawford, always grateful for your time and talking to our WEMU listeners.
Thank you.